That message Mary and Martha sent to Jesus, what did it look like? I mean, we know what the message said, but I want to know what the medium of the message was. In Jesus' day, there were no post offices, stamps, or mail carriers. They didn't have phones to call or a Facebook profile to post a message to either. Sending a message to someone far away was a very hard thing to do. And since communication was so slow, people were never quite sure where another person might actually be. If they were like Jesus and traveled from town to town following an itinerary that looked almost random, getting a message to him would be more involved than just sending a quick text to his phone. At the start of today's story from the Gospel according to John, Jesus is across the Jordan, hanging out in the place where John the Baptist taught and preached. He's on the other side of the border because the religious and political leaders of Judea are turning against him. Jesus spends time there, preaching and teaching in a place that's wild and untamed. Mary and Martha might have known Jesus was across the river, but I don't think they knew exactly where. Their grief-filled message would need to track Jesus down. And there were a few ways they could do this. Mary and Martha could have sent their servant or slave to find Jesus. Another option was to pay a traveling merchant to hand the message to Jesus personally. Either way, Mary and Martha were doing all they could to tell Jesus that their brother was dying. In the middle of their grief, they spent time, effort, and money to deliver their words of anguish and fear to the one person they knew who could make a difference. Now, a few years ago, I was sitting in my church office when I noticed a request on Facebook. Someone I didn't know was trying to send me a private message. Now, this wasn't abnormal. As someone who grew up with the internet, I'm used to getting random messages all the time. And most of these messages are spam. They're fake. It's easy and cheap to send a lot of words to a lot of people all at once. But this message looked different. So I opened it. And as my eyes quickly scanned the note, I realized that the message wasn't fake. A young woman was trying to get a hold of some next of kin. She knew my older brother, Gus, and he had listed me as a family member on his Facebook profile. That list on Facebook was the only contact information for his family that she had. She had a message to share, and she was reaching out to me in the only way she could. And that's how I found out that my older brother had died, via a few sentences through a message on Facebook. Now, there's an old saying that the medium is the message. On one level, that means that the medium sharing the message, say TV or a newspaper or Snapchat or Facebook or something online, that medium the message passes through is inherently part of the message itself. In Jesus' day, the words Mary and Martha sent to him were almost secondary to the fact that they sent him a message in the first place. In the first century, sending a message required time, effort, and money. When Jesus first heard from Mary and Martha's servant or from a merchant that they had a message for him, Before he knew what they sent, he already knew how serious the words would be. In an era when communication over long distances was really, really hard, every message Jesus received mattered. Each word given to him took time, energy, and money to create. Words in Jesus' day were not cheap or easy. And the message Mary and Martha sent to Jesus wasn't only about Lazarus' illness. The message also told him just how concerned and afraid his sisters were, and how close to death Lazarus actually was. But we also know words can bring life. And I wonder if that is why this gospel calls Jesus the Word. Now, I know the gospel according to John calls Jesus the Word in a very specific way. The Word is the English translation of the Greek word logos, which is a philosophical term that means more than just words on a page. I still struggle to fully unpack what logos actually means, but there's something about Jesus and the words he uses that is very life-giving. If the medium is the message, then the words Jesus shares are more than just talking points, teaching moments, or thoughts about God. The message he brings is held together by the story, by the entirety of his story. The message he brings is held by the story of God living a human life, experiencing human joys and pain, and a God who sheds tears at the grave of his friend. The medium of Jesus is not only that he's God's son. The medium of Jesus is that he's also a full human being, full of all kinds of human experiences. His words are not words only for someplace else. His words are for the here and now. His words are for real human beings living real, messy, and sometimes unpredictable lives. By being caught up in Jesus' message, we are also caught up in Jesus himself. We are wrapped up and surrounded by a God who makes a promise that our relationship with the divine is not something that only materializes once we die. Our relationship with God, our eternal life, begins in the here and now. To be caught up by the Word is to be caught up in a God who knows what it's like to cry and to die and to live through it all. The medium of Facebook is a very weird medium to hear that a brother has died. With the amount of words, images, and videos we scroll past every day, words can feel very cheap. It only takes a moment to connect with someone on the other side of the world and share with them words, emojis, and a picture of my cats. Yet, through Jesus, our words are never cheap. Through the gift of faith that we all share, we are a medium that is bigger than just ourselves. In the meal, song, and prayers we share, we are connected by a word of promise to the eternal Word itself. We are wrapped up in a new life, in a resurrection that's already begun. Lazarus' life with God didn't begin only after he came out of the tomb. His new reality didn't start only when the burial cloths were removed from his hands. His real life began years before, when Jesus first saw him. And that life continues, no matter what. Because even an expensive word of fear or a cheap word of death shared through Facebook can't overcome the word of life, the word of promise, and the word of eternal love that God gives to each of us. Amen.